It's another special edition of the Shooting USA podcast, live from the Smith & Wesson booth, SHOT Show 2014, Sands Convention Center, Las Vegas, Nevada. I've got Tony Mealy of the Performance Center here to talk new product. Tony, welcome.
How you doing today, John?
I'm well. I'm much better today, and I think the audience is going to enjoy the fact that the audio is going to be much better today.
Great.
Well, let's talk about new guns, because that's what we're here to do.
Yeah, you know, first up here, we've got the 929. It's the new 9mm revolver out at Performance Center, Jeremy Michalik signature model, 6.5-inch compensated barrel, eight-shot revolver, titanium cylinder. Mm-hmm. It's a Performance Center gun, so it leaves with a Performance Center action package.
Yes, yes.
You can expect about a 3.5-pound single-action trigger pull and around a 10-pound double-action trigger pull. Hogover molded grip. Once again, this gun's going to be great for competition shooting, I-Corps, mm-hmm. USPSA, mm-hmm. Bianchi Cup.
Steel challenge.
Yeah, all those different disciplines. So we're excited about introducing this gun.
Well, it's been a long time coming, and you and I both know that Jerry has been heading this project up with you for probably better than 10 years, maybe even longer. I'm not sure how long he'll say. Yeah. But you and I know that I was inside the Performance Center a while back, and there was a prototype version of this gun there, and you slapped my hand away from it like I was about to grab something hot. This is a bit of a unicorn for me. This is really nice to see because it's been a long time coming.
Yeah, we worked on it, you know, for the last year or so with Jerry, and he's been hounding me for a long time for it. And I'm glad it finally came to fruition here.
Yeah, it looks beautiful. And there are two versions of it. There's the Performance Center version, but there's also a Pro Series.
Yeah, and that's going to be our 986, and it's on our L-frame version. So for those people with a little bit smaller hand, you know, you're going to have the L-frame instead of the N-frame, which is the 8-shot. It's a 7-shot, mm-hmm. once again, also a titanium cylinder. So what we're trying to do with the titanium cylinder, obviously, is to reduce the mass of the cylinder. So when you're pulling the gun double action, that, you know, double action feels that much more lighter.
Right. Excellent. And in 9mm, with this kind of a chassis and this size of a frame, this gun is going to be extremely mild to shoot.
Oh, it is. And you know what's nice about the 9mm? A little less expensive to shoot and a little bit more readily available on the market. Right.
Right.
So this is a 5-inch version, tapered Performance Center barrel, a Performance Center mainspring. So you get about a 10-pound double-action trigger pull on that gun also. And once again, it's also glass beaded, so it cuts down on any of that glare when you shoot competition.
Outstanding. Beautiful. Beautiful outfit. What else we got? What's the short gun?
Yeah, okay, so also new this year, R686. It's a carry version. Mm-hmm. So a Performance Center tapered barrel. We got a driftable front sight, red ramp in it. It's a 7-shot revolver, mm-hmm. so you can shoot it with full moon clips or without, mm-hmm. Which makes it, you know, pretty nice for, you know, concealed carry and if you got to do a quick reload. Once again, it's a Performance Center action, so you got a chromed hammer, a chrome trigger stop, and an Altamont custom grip, which is stippled.
Yeah.
And as you can see, it's got a low profile, so, you know, it won't print underneath your clothing.
Really, really nice looking piece. Smooth cylinder.
Yeah, you know, and what that does, it adds a little bit more weight, so you get a little less recoil.
Yeah, excellent.
And that's the idea there.
Yeah. Outstanding. Now, when it comes to recoil, the next thing we got on the line here.
Yeah, so also new this year, we're doing a 460 mm-hmm. and a 3.5-inch Performance Center barrel.
Right.
So Performance Center barrel, high-vis front sight, you know, Hogover molded grip, once again, unfluted cylinder, and that unfluted cylinder, especially in this size frame, really helps reduce the recoil.
Yeah.
You know, what's nice about the 460, though, three calibers, right? So 45 Longcore, Colt, 454 Casull, and 460.
Right, sure.
So very versatile.
And, I mean, that's your backup gun for bear hunting, personal protection gun, should you find yourself in Africa after the Big Five, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to do a bear hunt this year. I'm going to carry the Performance Center 500,
right.
And it's going to be a chest holster backup gun for me.
That's the setup right there. And certainly not least, it's interesting to me, we've got all revolvers. The big push out of Performance Center are the revolvers.
Well, I'll tell you, revolvers are very popular.
Yeah.
They still are, and you know, these are our offerings for this year, and I think they're all going to do really well. They've all been well-received here so far at the show, and we're excited about them.
Yeah.
So the last one here is our 629. It's an 8 3/8-inch fluted barrel, mm-hmm. Orange glow front sight, Altamont custom grip, once again, unfluted cylinder, 44 magnums, got a little bit of recoil, and we want to help keep that down for you.
Right.
It is a Performance Center gun, so once again, you know, Performance Center action as well as the chrome hammer, chrome trigger. This gun's going to be great for North American hunting, okay? It's got an accessory rail mounted on the bottom. It also has optics rail mounted on the top.
Yep.
So put a red dot on top, put a light on the bottom, and it's going to be a great little pig hunt.
Well, we talked about this yesterday. In addition to the option of putting a light under there, you know, with that rail, you could potentially be putting a bipod under there for steadying up a longer shot.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I mean, so, you know, you want to put a laser on there, you could do that.
Yep. Versatile hunting gun.
It is.
Excellent. Well, the Performance Center continues to push the evolution of the revolver, and I think that fits well with the Smith & Wesson name.
Great.
Outstanding. Thanks, Tony.
Thank you, John.